We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're talking Saturday's Premier League slate at DraftKings. I'm Adam Zadrug, joined by Ryan Belangi. Ryan, I'm back. We're back. How has the past week been for you? Champions League, last Saturday we had Brentford 4-1 at Chelsea. How have things been going for you at DraftKings?
Yeah, you know, not great in the last week, to be honest. Starting back last Saturday's slate, I actually had a good slate, but I say not great because I missed out on a King of the Pitch ticket by 0.1 points. So that was very frustrating. And it was from that 90th minute Luis Diaz goal, or I would have won a ticket and then a bunch of money in the tournaments too. So that was a little bit unfortunate. And then Champs League on Tuesday, I didn't have Benzema, even though he's like my favorite player. So that was so insulting. Wednesday, and Tuesday, sorry, I missed out on a ticket by one spot again. So, yeah, I mean, frustrating week, but that's okay. We've done pretty well for the most part recently, and I really like this three-game slate. Looking at this slate, you know, I don't want to sound too overconfident, but these are the types of slates that I like. You know, I was making lineups, and I immediately thought that I was probably going to win. That's how much I liked it. So hopefully we can help the people out. Some interesting games.
I definitely like this one too. I had the first thing I put together. It looks kind of weird just at my forwards here, but some of this will depend on just what Chelsea do in their starting 11. You kind of wrote about it in your article, rotowire.com. That's up right now. But we have a question. I've been kind of back and forth on if Alonso or Saul is going to start on the left wing. We don't really know what they're going to do. Azpilicueta was there midweek. That didn't work. Alonso started last weekend. Saul hasn't started in a while. And then you have what's going on with Reece James. I mean, he's back from his injury. Is he going to start again? We don't know. I mean, this is a lot of minutes under him. So we have those questions. And then this morning came out, Ziyech has a minor issue. Lukaku has a minor issue. So I put Mount and Havertz back into the starting 11, even though they're starting midweek. Mm-hmm. So we have those questions. We got a question up front for Southampton. I put Nathan Tella there. We don't know what's going to happen with that because Broja cannot play against Chelsea. Adam Armstrong didn't start. It might have been the last time we talked. A few weeks ago, I think Smallbone started at forward back then, but Tella returned from his injury. So we got a lot of things here, but I guess we can just jump into forward as usual. Saka is 9,900. What are your thoughts on Arsenal in general on this? Like, they're really expensive here.
Yeah, okay. So Arsenal, biggest favorite on the slate. Slight favorites at home to Brentford, and they also have the highest implied goal total. It's not that high though, 1.73. Chelsea's right below that at 1.64. Just to touch on Chelsea, yeah, I agree with everything you said. That lineup is going to be very important. I had put in my article that Tuchel is ready to make a lot of changes after, you know, Chelsea got thrashed by Brentford last week. They got beat pretty good by Madrid in the Champions League midweek. So I'd figured Ziyech to start and Lukaku to start and maybe Reece James to sit and Alonso to sit. But now, yeah, not so sure with those injuries. So yeah, that'll be important. And we'll talk about that more when we get to defender. But yeah, back to your question about forward and starting at the top with Arsenal. Saka's too expensive. Yeah, I mean, he's the most expensive player on the slate. Doesn't really make sense because he hasn't really been taking set pieces. I think he's taken a couple in two out of the last five games, and it's usually like one or two. You know, Arsenal have a bunch of set piece takers on the field usually. And just to touch on Arsenal in general, you and I were talking Monday night before the Crystal Palace match, and for one of the few times in recent memory, I was confident that Arsenal were going to be able to get it done on the road. They came out and had one of the worst first halves of the season. Not only that, they're going to be without Thomas Partey, who's been like a real key to their resurgence. And they're going to also be without Kieran Tierney, which might even be more important because Nuno Tavares has been an absolute nightmare at left back. You know, he's started, I believe, the last two games and came off at halftime both times. He's looked a bit lost. He's made mistakes. So yeah, I'm not like in love with Arsenal in this spot. Brighton, although they've been playing not great, you know, the results aren't great. They were a little better, at least stats wise against Norwich last week. I think they took 31 shots, even though they didn't score a goal. They were pretty dominant. You know, I don't expect Arsenal to go out there and dominate. I think Arsenal are in a tough spot now, fighting for the top four. Some of their best players out. Yeah, it's like not a spot I'm looking to target. So Saka for tournaments, sure, because you might have salary, depending on, you know, if we don't have Reece James and defenders to spend for, you're going to kind of be able to play whoever you want. But I started my lineups with Rafinha. 8,300 for cash games. I think that's probably the move too. I don't know if it's, you know, necessary to pay up at both forward spots. We do have some expensive midfielders to play, but I like Rafinha. He's cheaper than he's been in a while. You know, he's basically always 9K or above. And you know, he hadn't been taking set pieces since Jesse Marsh was appointed, but he has now, even with Harrison on the pitch, you know, they're kind of splitting them. So I expect Rafinha to take a few corners, and he's on penalties, I believe. And he has a floor just from open play as well. So I do like Rafinha at the top.
Yeah, I believe Rafinha is on PKs. He's taken three this season. Yeah, when I first ran through it, I kind of overlooked Rafinha just because of, I don't know, just some of his recent results. I mean, you got the Norwich match in there, but it's kind of, it hasn't been as good as, I guess, earlier in the season. That's kind of why his price is down, but he's definitely at a discount. I think for cash games, I mean, we'll get to this. I kind of like spending up for two midfielders on this slate more than even like looking for split set pieces on Rafinha. I think you can get discounted forwards for decent for cash games. I guess we can just talk about Ismail Assar here. It's probably the cheapest he's been all season, maybe 5,300. I mean, I can't remember what he was week one. I remember Watford being kind of popular just because they're super cheap. I don't remember the exact matchup, but Sar and Dennis came through. But I mean, 5,300 for Sar at home against Leeds, it's not the worst situation. So I mean, there are options here from the top to bottom that you can look at. I mean, you got Pascal Gross there for 7K, which is fine at Arsenal, but I mean, it depends if you want to spend that really. So
So I agree with, you know, I see, you know, the merit to spending up twice at midfield. You know, it makes sense if you play Ward-Prowse and a Chelsea guy. The reason why I sort of sided with Rafinha We didn't really talk about it yet, but the Watford-Leeds match has the highest total on the slate. And to me, it's the most appealing game. So I kind of mentioned that I'm wary of Arsenal on this slate. Well, I'm also wary of Chelsea. I don't know that I want to play those expensive midfielders. I mean, of course you can, but I mean, are they better options than Rafinha just straight up? I don't know. If Ziyech, you know, it depends. If Ziyech isn't in the squad, you know, I know he's questionable, and then it looks like Mount's going to play 90 minutes and have the sets, then yeah, I would want to go Mount. So that's, but you know, if Ziyech is in there or if he's on the bench, you know, I don't know. Mount's been getting subbed. And then Chelsea, you know, it doesn't feel great on the road to Southampton, especially the way they've been playing. And I watched most of the match against Brentford. I watched the whole match against Madrid. You know, they don't inspire too much confidence. And also Southampton plays well at home. And, you know, Hasenhüttl's like the perfect manager for Southampton. He gets those boys fired up, especially for these big home matches. It's not like a great place to go play. It's not going to affect me at all if Southampton win this match.
I will say, like we're talking, like in general, people are, you know, saying Chelsea are struggling and all this, and now in Southampton, but Southampton are actually struggling too. Like you look at their last two home matches, they lost against Watford and Newcastle, and I mean, I guess they have a couple wins against Norwich and Everton a ways back, but it's not like Southampton are playing well, and. Just in terms of Mount, you mentioned he might get subbed off. He has gone 90 the last two. I mean, it depends. Rest, short week. I mean, you could throw that in there. But if Ziyech isn't in the squad, I guess you can look at that a different way. But, yeah, just in terms of these matches, you know, the highest implied goal total for Leeds, Watford, I don't know. I kind of think that this Chelsea-Southampton match is going to be – I mean, it has the potential. I know he said about Hasenhüttl and how he, you know, he gets his team up, but – like they just haven't been playing that good defensively. Oh. And like you combine that with some questions for Chelsea, it doesn't seem like Conte is going to start in the midfield for them, just in terms of rest. But I mean, their games have had some goals in them. I think like if you watch Kits and Wagers, check that out. One of my favorite bets is over 10.5 corners between Chelsea and Southampton. And then I'm trying to correlate that with what I'm talking with midfielders, with Mount and Ward-Prowse, and that's kind of what I was leaning on. Yeah. But, again, a lot of that's the Chelsea lineup.
Well, it makes sense, though, too. And I do agree with you. I think that Chelsea-Southampton match does have, like, a decent chance to go over. I think that there's more likely to be goals in that game than the Arsenal-Brighton game. Yeah, you're right. Southampton's defense hasn't been great. Chelsea's defense hasn't been great. You know, both teams, or at least Chelsea need the win just for, like, morale. Yeah, so there should be chances. There could be goals. I agree there.
Yeah, now that I look at it, Southampton have, even though they have those recent losses, they've only allowed 14 goals at home this season in 15 matches. So that's really good. But, I mean, you look at those recent home losses that I mentioned, and I mean, how much should we put into that? But yeah, so forward, I mean, it just looks like there's, like you mentioned Cucho in your article, he's sitting there at 6,400, another Watford guy. And then, I mean, you can look at all these Leeds guys too, like Rodrigo, 6,300, James, 5,600, João Pedro. I mean, you can just go down this list. It's not like any of these guys are unusable. Right. Even like Nathan Tella at 4,100, like, not, I mean, it's not a great play, but he's 4,100 and he's probably, you know, if he starts, he's looking at the 60 to 70 minute range, but it's just like, there are options here, from top to bottom. Danny Welbeck, 4,500. So,
yeah, I didn't, you know, touch on Sarr after you mentioned Sarr, kind of, I guess, buried the lead a little, but 5,300, it's crazy. Crazy price for Sarr in this spot at home to Leeds. It's like a pretty good matchup for Watford. Obviously, Watford need to win. Leeds at home has been a really good spot for teams. So Sarr, even without set pieces, just pretty much a lock. Yeah, a lock for cash games even. Like, I wouldn't want to spend down for Tella or Welbeck or whoever or any of those guys when Sarr's 5,300. And then, yeah, Cucho too. Cucho probably taking a couple set pieces. Probably.
How popular do you think Saar is going to be? Like, we just had a situation where Kimmich was underpriced in that midweek slate for unclear reasons. And, you know, he's super popular. But now Saar, obviously no set pieces, so it's a different situation. But just in terms of, I guess, GPPs, like, do you think he's going to be just looked at because he's 5,300?
I mean, I would think so. You know, I'm not great at projecting ownership, and I get it wrong. You know, it's tough to know how sharp the lobby is on DraftKings. Sometimes right. I think I give it too much credit, but sometimes I don't know. You know, it's obviously it keeps getting sharper. There's a lot of content out there now. You know, a lot of regular players, but yeah, I'd expect Saar to be very popular. Like, how can he not be? I mean, just objectively, well, the Cucho and Saar are the best forward plays on the slate in the cheap range. Yeah, I think you could easily play both of them in cash games, no problem. Saar's just too cheap, and he has a floor without sets. Cucho has a couple sets and just has a floor based on the way he plays. He shoots and creates chances, and they're cheap, and it's arguably the best matchup on the slate, which is weird to say for Watford, but I'd have no problem playing Saar and Cucho in cash games, and I'm absolutely going to have them in my tournament teams. Yeah, love Watford. It's going to be hard for me to look other places. I think they're in that good of a spot with these prices.
Yeah. Does anyone stand out for you? I guess you're probably, I mean, it's probably looking Rafinha and then one of those Watford guys. I mean, it's just, I guess no one really, I was going to ask who stood out to you for Leeds, but I mean, those guys are all pretty much in the same range and they're all unpredictable.
Yeah, no, I like Leeds too. And Leeds make a lot of sense for tournaments especially. I mean, they're basically in the same spot at Watford. I mean, this game, somewhat of a toss-up. You're not going to be shocked if either one of these teams scores multiple goals. I do like Rodrigo, you know, if I had to choose one. With Bamford out, he's playing 90 minutes. I just like him as a player. He's pretty good at scoring goals. He's done okay recently. So, yeah, I'd go to Rodrigo. And then moving away from that game, just look elsewhere.
What about Kai Havertz, 7,900. Do you think that's like a reasonable GPP spot? I mean, he's playing well if he starts, but he's in that same range as Rafinha. So he probably won't be too popular.
Yeah.
I mean, no, even though Chelsea are favored, but.
No, that's a good shout. I was pretty sure that Lukaku was going to start, but now you don't know because of this little injury. And yeah, I do think Havertz would go under-owned. So yeah, definitely would be a good GPP play. He kind of can't stop scoring. I mean, even though they lost against Madrid, he scored again. So yeah, I really like Havertz. Maybe for some lower-owned leverage in tournaments, I don't mind taking a look at these Brighton guys who, you know, we talk about every week, they struggle to score, but they're cheap here and Arsenal's on the ropes a bit. So not going to shock me at all if Mopai or Trossard come up with a goal or Welbeck. Yeah. Even Welbeck. I hadn't been considering Welbeck. I don't know why. I guess I figured he wasn't starting, but yeah. Maybe he will start again. He was good against Norwich. He even had 11 floor points.
I feel I was just going to say that Arsenal-Brighton match is almost like you either completely avoid it or you go with it. Because, like, if Arsenal are at full strength, I feel like it'd be more certain that this would be, like, a 1-0, really low-scoring game. Like, these teams are scoreless early in the season. I think there's been 3 goals between them total in their last 3 matches. But you got the injuries for Arsenal. Maybe it opens things up, so you could look at that route with Brighton. But I mean, it's just the way Brighton play that I don't think they haven't scored in 6 of their last 7 or 5 of their last 6, something like that. So that makes it kind of hard just to, like, you're putting together a cash lineup or something like that. And it's like, do I want a Brighton guy for a team that, you know, even though they had 30 shots against Norwich, they still couldn't score. So
not in cash. Yeah. To answer your question. Yeah. No, not in cash. I don't want a Brighton guy. Maybe a defender, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah. So midfielder here, we got, well, let's just, I guess we can't assume that Ziyech, it'll just be between Ziyech and Mount. I don't like if Ziyech is coming in with an injury, I don't think both those guys are going to start. So that's
no
kind of what my assumption is here. So we got Ward-Prowse, 9,600. Got to use him in cash games. Is that kind of what we're coming down to here?
Seems like a must. Yeah, I think so. You know, we've had Chelsea and Southampton on many slates together recently. So, you know, we've been talking about, do we want Ward-Prowse or Mount? Do we want Ward-Prowse or Ziyech? You know what I mean? And it's been a tough call, and sometimes Ward-Prowse has been the better option. Sometimes the Chelsea guys. I think it's more clearly Ward-Prowse at the moment, at least for cash games. Yeah. Just, you know, at home, for sure going to play 90 minutes. For sure taking all the set pieces. Has penalties. Makes free kicks. He's unbelievable at free kicks. I mean, the Chelsea guys, they're just tough to trust in general. I mentioned that I'd like Mount if Ziyech wasn't in the squad. And yeah, I would. But if he's not, like I kind of wasn't expecting, I was expecting Mount to take a seat on the bench and just because he's been starting a lot recently and they haven't been winning. But if Ziyech isn't in there, Mount will be back in. But yeah, no, Ward-Prowse for me. Ward-Prowse is just cash games. You got to get him in there. He's just too good. I mean, look at all those crosses, at least 12 in, what, 4 out of the last 5. And, yeah, pens and free kicks.
So if we're not looking at one of the Chelsea guys for a second spot, how much would you consider, I guess this is just for cash games here, we got Harrison, 7,400. I guess we can go back to Pascal Gross if you want to, you know, fit him in here at 7,000. You got a couple guys in this mid-range where – it's not the worst idea, but just in terms of how much, like, do you think these guys, I guess, what, Harrison, how he's not on too many set pieces, but
yeah, I mean,
at least with Gross, you are getting set pieces. So mm-hmm. 7,000 compared to like the 8,600 for Mount, 9,000. I guess if you need money, I don't think that's the worst plan just to go Gross there instead of Mount or Ziyech,
maybe if it's your last piece in and you're just in love with every other piece in your lineup, yeah. or else I just, yeah, Harrison's priced too closely to Mount and Rafinha for me. I mean, he would be needing to be taking more sets for me to consider. It's a good tournament play though. I mean, he scored in back-to-back games, but I just don't think the floor is like safe enough at 7,400, at least just compared to those other guys. Gross.
I actually missed here. So I was in Mexico. I'm missing some things, but Solomon March is now kind of split in set pieces with Gross, and mm-hmm. he's 5,800. So would you rather have March in here for cash games for 1,200 less than Gross? I mean, he had a floor of 16 last match.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it'd be okay. What I was going to say about Gross and just, I don't love Brighton on the road against Arsenal. You know, we've talked
100%
for cat. Like we've been talking about that game a lot. It's possible, but you know, Brighton have been playing bad and Arsenal have been good at home. Yeah, they are without some players, but I don't love it. So it'd be okay. And I think we should talk about just like the Brighton guys, Gross and March. They crushed last game because they were basically chasing the game against Norwich from like the 10th minute. I mean, even though it was 0-0, it was like a must-win game and they just dominated for the whole game. So it's like kind of an outlier. I don't expect that against Arsenal. I mean, no way on the road. March would be fine because of his price. And yeah, I do think he'll continue to split sets with Gross. I mean, it just makes sense. March takes the left-sided corner kicks. He's left-footed. He was playing left wing back. I mean, that will continue. So
March has like he's hit like 8 fantasy points in I think his last 6 starts. So
yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah, I'm glad you brought him up. I prefer March to Harrison or Gross. However,
just because you're getting the savings there and still kind of almost the same production.
You know what? You know, people might. Yeah, I could be wrong about this, but I'd almost just go all the way down to Imran Luza instead. 4,300. Taking set pieces now. That's why. At least a share. And I'd expect that to continue. He's actually taken, I think, the majority of their set pieces over the last four or five games. And it will continue because also he's left-footed, so he'll take the left-footed sets. And he's shown like a pretty decent floor recently. He does some other things too. He's not very attacking, but he's only 4,300. So I think you could use him too if you want, and it would just let you fit whatever else you want in your lineup.
Yeah, I guess the comparison there is like 4,300, you're still getting maybe 6 to 8 points with him, and that's kind of what you're getting with those other guys. So it's like, why are you spending up when you can get Luza for almost the same there?
Yeah, and I agree. Like, it's the – if it was basically any other matchup for Watford, we wouldn't want to be targeting Watford like this, but it's a good spot for them, relatively speaking, and the prices are good. So, you know, take advantage of it.
Saul, 4,400, if he starts on the left wing, what are we thinking with him?
I think that's fine, too. I mean, think if he starts on the left wing, I mean, that's – he's starting in Marcus Alonso's position. So, you know, he's not going to take set pieces, but he has a floor at that price. He's, you know, involved in the game a lot in that position. He scored a goal from that position in one of the cup games recently. So, yeah, I think that's fine. Cash or tournaments. You know, if you told me that Saul is a better play than Luza, I wouldn't be able to argue with you, even for cash. You know, you can make that argument. So, yeah, he'd be fine starting on the left wing.
Just looking down for the cheap range, you got a couple Brighton defensive midfielders. But so we talked about this Watford-Leeds match. It seems like Calvin Phillips is ready to start again. 3,600, like he doesn't have a ton of upside, but he's kind of like one of those I don't know, Suchek or Declan Rice or something. Like, he does get up the field and he will take shots. So you have that for 3,600 against Watford. Maybe a shot in the dark, I guess that's more of. But I mean, when you have the guy like Lusa there for 700 more, it's probably not the best idea, I guess.
Yeah. Wait, how much is
Phillips Calvin? Is 3,600.
Yeah. Sure. You know, it's not much different than Lusa. And it's possible, I haven't looked, but it's possible that it could be him splitting sets with Rafinha and Harrison. I'm not sure. I could be wrong on that. I don't know. I haven't looked at the matches where him and Dallas were both on the pitch, but I know Phillips used to take a fair amount of sets. I don't know. So I guess it's at least possible.
Yeah, I think... I think it was more in previous seasons. He's only taken one corner this season, and then I think he took like three just regular free kicks, it looks like. So
yeah, okay. So yeah, I mean, he's fine. 3,600, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Is anything else stand out to you midfield that you can go for the PK with Jorginho there, 5,100?
Yeah, that's a fine option for
tournaments. I ended up with Jorginho in my utility spot midweek, and he got that assist and
yeah, from open play even.
Yeah.
Nice.
Worked out for me.
Yeah. No, I think Jorginho would be fine for tournaments on a slate like this. Yeah. Anything else? I don't know. So Southampton are without Broja, like you mentioned. He can't play against his club, Chelsea.
It could be Tella, Smallbone.
Last time it was Smallbone.
Right.
And when that happens, Smallbone, like, he's not a forward. So he doesn't really play forward.
And he played 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was Elyounoussi that basically became the forward in that spot. And I mean, you might remember you asked me my favorite play for that slate, and I said Adam Armstrong for 5,300. And he didn't start, but Elyounoussi did for 5,300. And nobody played him, and he ended up winning me first, second, third, fourth.
Yeah, that was okay.
I do like Elyounoussi, and nobody's going to play him. I don't know that I'd like him on this slate, but it's an option if he's like sort of playing forward again.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he had a goal in that match, 10 floor points.
He had another shot cleared off the line, too. I was ready for people to maybe give me some shtick for getting lucky on that Elyounoussi play and lucky with the goal, but he had a shot cleared off the line in the second minute. I mean, he was forward all game.
5,400 home against Watford. Now he's 5,600 home against Chelsea, mainly off that performance. So
whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
But defender here, I mean, the question is, Reece James, he's 7,600. If you build a lineup with him and he doesn't start, you're going to have to make some changes. That's pretty clear because the next highest defender is Alonso at 5,800, and there's a chance he doesn't start. So it's kind of hard to talk about this when the two high priced defenders may not start. So we have that question. You wrote up Tariq Lamptey, but he's another guy away to Arsenal. It's not too much of a guarantee, and that also depends on Brighton's formation, which they seem to change every match. We don't know if he's playing fullback, wingback, or at times he's played kind of more as a forward. So we got some questions here at defender. I don't know where take this wherever you want to take it. It's just hard to talk about James and Alonso here.
I would have interest in Reece James. The price tag is high, especially on the slate where there's a lot of soft pricing, but I would still have interest both for cash games and tournaments. Because for one, I'd expect him to take some sets, but for two, there's not much for defender on this slate. So if there's a top option, I want to take it because, you know, a lot of people won't, and, you know, they'll end up with, you know, 8 points combined from their two defender spots. And, you know, Reece is probably going to score double digits, and you get a big edge on the field that way. So I would want to play Reece if he starts. Marcus Alonso, that's, you know, I've said before, I'm not really an Alonso guy. You know, if you told me that he was for sure going to play 90 minutes, yeah, I'll play him. If he's on the wing, I kind of like him. I don't like him in a back four.
Yeah, wasn't that what he was against Brentford last week, and then he went 55 minutes?
Yeah, I don't want that. Like, if he's not on the wing, I'm not starting him. You know, we've talked about before, I like him more when Ziyech is not in the squad because then he's probably going to take a set piece or two. So I guess keep an eye on that. That's why I highlighted Lamptey. which is a bit weird because he's the biggest underdog. Not weird because he's a great player. I mean, I would love if he was Arsenal's right back, but this spot specifically, so he's going to be up against maybe Nuno Tavares, which is just big. That's a nightmare. If it's not Nuno Tavares, it could be Granit Xhaka, which, oh man, that's another nightmare. So, you know, you absolutely love Lampard against those two. It's, you know, if I was Arteta, I'd probably just put Ben White at left back.
That's what I did for our lineup. Yeah.
Yeah. So he would have the best chance of containing Lamptey. If it's one of those other guys, and yeah, you mentioned the formation too, because Brighton switch it up a lot. But if they're playing, you know, five at the back and Lamptey's on the wing, I definitely like him.
Definitely, yeah, definitely a cash option. If you're watching on YouTube or here or Twitter, Lamptey, of the projected starters right now, that does include Alonso and James. He has the highest floor, so 5,000. Again, if you're watching, rotowire.com/soccertrial, free 10-day trial, no credit card required. But Lamptey is up there. You got Livermento, Cedric, Walker Peters, Femenia. So you got these guys that are pretty much – all about the same price. Lamptey, probably the best floor, possibly the best matchup, depending who he's up against. But what does anyone else really stand out? I mean, yeah, we got these guys that are pretty much in like kind of the same price.
Not really. And yeah, if James, you know, if we don't get those Chelsea guys, you know, not only would Lamptey have the highest floor, but he'd actually have the most upside too. I mean, just, you know, for a goal contribution, even in that spot against Leicester, if he's playing on the right wing in a back five. But anyways, for the other options, yeah, I mean, it does not look good. Kiko Femenia, still taking a set piece here and there, but like, you know, one or two maybe. It doesn't do much else, not a priority. Stuart Dallas, still taking like a couple set pieces, but just, you know, and we've talked about this. We've been talking about this for a while. He just doesn't do anything when he plays right back or left back, whichever one it is. I mean, he'll take a couple sets, and you're still lucky if he scores 5 fantasy points. So, yeah, not much interest there. I think the Southampton guys are okay, either one of them. Livermento, Walker Peters, they, like, have better floors than you think. It's not a great spot against Chelsea, so.
Yeah, does Chelsea scare you a bit?
Yeah, just a bit. Like, you don't. Yeah, I don't want to target them. They're just okay, which leads me to the guy I highlighted, which is, you know, a little bit weird to be highlighting Watford guys, but Kamara, 4K, pretty cheap. Maybe the cheapest fullback on the slate, or at least one of them. And again, he's in that spot for Watford that we keep talking about. Also, if we're going to have Watford guys in our lineup, whether it's Cucho, Sar, Pedro, whoever, I mean, makes a lot of sense to just pair him with Kamara for that little bit of extra correlation. So,
well, I don't even know if you even need that correlation with him. Like, I think he's even a viable cash option.
Yeah.
It's just like you look at his tackles won and interceptions, and like he's racking up these numbers every game. Like, he had a 19.4 already because of defensive stats. Like, that's not going to happen again, but he's kind of racking up these stats every game. So maybe if he does get an assist, or if he does have like a game where he's 7 interceptions kind of a thing, like, maybe he's getting 10 floor points.
Yeah, definitely. I will just say to the other side of that, the matchup on that left side against Rafinha is like never a great one. And he's liable for, you know, some fouls and a yellow card, but the opposite, it can work the opposite way too. So like, I wouldn't worry about that too much. Yeah, it's a good price tag. I agree that you can use him in cash or tournaments.
Yeah, I'm just looking through some tackles won and interception numbers, but it doesn't look like these numbers are overly favorable for Leeds. Rudiger here, 3,900. I believe he was 3,400 midweek. So, you know, he's sitting around the price. He seems a little cheaper in Champions League, but he I think he got a small price boost after the goal and six shots last game.
Yeah, you know what? I played a bunch of Rudiger last week. So I got the goal and the six shots, but obviously none of it mattered because the only lineups I played him on were Mendy lineups, and they didn't have any Brentford either. And, you know, they lost 4-1. So, you know, unless you played Rudiger naked, he probably didn't benefit you. But yeah, you know, we can always go to Rudiger.
You needed like the Rudiger David Raya combo, the rare combo of those
right,
guys.
That was the combo. You're right. if you went with that, but yeah, no, he's fine. Most likely center back to score. Ben White would be fine if he plays left back. Again, don't expect him to put up the stats that a left back puts up, but it still should add a little bit of a floor. Like, you know, you'd expect an extra shot assisted, maybe an extra cross, maybe an extra shot. So like a few extra floor points. But yeah, the defender position isn't great. So you can kind of play any of these guys. And it's kind of why I would spend up for Reece James, even though I don't love Reece James away to Southampton. It's just the position's so bad that Reece still sticks out.
Yeah, nothing much. Three game slate. You got the Shane Duffy here, five shots in his last three games. For your Brighton stack going against the half injured Arsenal. There you go, Shane Duffy. Just throw him in that GPP lineup with, I don't know, Gross and March and Welbeck or Maupay, something like that.
That's fine. If you play him, just play. Don't play Gross and March together. I would say that.
What if Brighton get like 15 corners?
Yeah. Well, if it's a tournament lineup, you'd probably want to have an Arsenal player because scorer. That's only going to happen if Arsenal score goals.
Very true. I don't think we need to really talk about anything else. You got a bunch of center backs and that's about it here. Goalkeeper, I'm not sure. I think you kind of wrote about it. This might be one of the uglier goalkeeping slates. Like, we have 42% for Arsenal clean sheet, but we've been saying all show, we got the issues with no Kieran Tierney, no Thomas Partey. We got those issues. Do you want to spend $5,600 on Ramsdale? The only reason you want to do that is because, again, Brighton have struggled to score all season. So you got two things kind of going up against each other, and I guess you just got to decide what you want to do. I think we're both on the side of not wanting to spend $5,600 on Ramsdale.
I don't want to.
Same goes for Mendy. I mean, it's kind of like a slate where you just go down, and I don't think there's much of a difference, really.
Yeah. I wrote in the article, you know, like Jordan would say, this is a play whoever you want. I mean, and it's seriously a play whoever you want slate for keeper. Arsenal, yeah, the best clean sheet odds at 42%, but you said it. Don't love that spot. If I had to pick, you know, between Ramsdale or Mendy, it'd still be Ramsdale, you know, at home against the Brighton squad that struggles to score. And Arsenal have, you know, tons of motivation in this spot coming off a loss, and they need it for top four. So, like, yeah, I'll have a couple Ramsdale in tournaments, but he won't be – he's not a priority, and he's not – Leeds-Watford, I don't want to go there. You know, we've talked about how we like all the Leeds-Watford players, or at least I do, so I'm hoping for goals in that game. I think both teams are going to score. You know, I want both teams to score for my lineup, so forget about those keepers. That leaves you Southampton and Brighton, the two cheapest keepers on the slate. So, yeah, I don't know. Just whatever correlates with your lineup.
Right.
Give me Fraser Forrester, I guess, if I had to choose one. Although, like, if I wasn't an Arsenal fan, I may say Sanchez. I'm worried about Arsenal in this spot, but they still should score. They still should score. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I think – just as I'm looking through some things, I think that just in cash games, Meslier and Sanchez may be the best options just because those guys, it seems like they're making saves every match and they rarely hit negative. Like that's the one thing with Sanchez here, even though if he allows a couple goals, which, you know, he did in losses against Tottenham and Liverpool, he's making saves. And, you know, your goal, I guess, is to not finish with a negative six or negative seven. I just did that with Dubravka last week, and that's your goal. So if your guy's making saves, like Sanchez seems to be making saves every match, then I that's kind of what you want. As for Forster, he doesn't have a ton of matches where he's making more than two saves, which is kind of worrying. And it's not like Chelsea are a team that are going to rack up shots. So that's the one worrying thing I have with Foster there. Or Forster.
Yeah. Oh, good points. Like it's, don't like any of the keepers for a lot of those reasons that you said.
Yeah. So just go with the cheapest one and hope he doesn't finish negative. I guess that's kind of the goal here. I mean, I think that Arsenal Brighton match can be scoreless. That's another reason.
Yeah. So. Right. I mean, if all the keepers were the same price, I'd play Ramsdale. So, I mean, like he's an okay option if you have the money, but again, just correlate it with your lineup.
Yeah. Well, three games and I don't know. I think I'm more confused after talking about it. I guess not confused. I just have more options. I think it's mainly because of this Arsenal situation where they just didn't look good last game against Crystal Palace. Cause I kind of came into it thinking it's like, okay, Arsenal have been awesome at home. They're getting clean sheets and they've been great, but they have the question in defensive midfield. They got the question at left back. So that's kind of maybe introducing some more Brighton guys than I originally thought, which is kind of adding to some questions. Then we also have the Chelsea questions in there. So maybe more questions than I entered with.
Yeah. Sorry. You just sort of reminded me. We kind of didn't touch on any of the other Arsenal guys after we briefly mentioned Saka. So just to tell people, Alex Lacazette has the best goal scoring odds on the slate, which is weird, for a guy that has struggled scoring this season. He has just four goals this season. But there's not a lot of,
how popular do you think Arsenal are going to be? Because it seems like they're kind of overpriced, but they are the biggest favorite.
Right. And like, so these other guys too, like Martinelli, I didn't mention Martinelli. He'd be a fine option too. He'd probably take a couple set pieces. Like he has a decent floor. He can score goals. Like he got yanked at halftime against Palace. But other than that, he's been really good.
He came on for Nuno at the break.
Oh, he came on for Nuno.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's embarrassing because I wrote in the article that he got.
I fixed that. No worries. I forgot to mention it beforehand here.
Which that's funny because I watched that game, so that's pretty poor on my part. But anyways, Martinelli, good option. Been really impressed with him recently, and Arsenal should score in this spot. As far as how popular they're going to be, I don't know. This is one of those things where maybe. Like I relate. Sometimes I think everyone thinks like me, or at least thinks similar to I do, but that's not the case. So maybe these Arsenal guys will be popular as a home favorite. I just don't love them at midfield though. Like Odegaard, 7,200 is okay. We've seen him show up with some goals recently. He'll be splitting set pieces. Smith Rowe too. Like Smith Rowe never gets the ownership that he should. He should have scored against Palace. He takes a couple set pieces if it's him over Martinelli. So I do like these Arsenal guys. And like, I will have Arsenal sprinkled in tournaments. Definitely. Because if I'm playing Watford, these Watford guys are cheap. Sar, Cucho, Luza, Kamara. If I'm playing these guys, like, and if Reece James doesn't start, there's going to be plenty of money. So I'm going to end up with an Arsenal piece or a Chelsea piece. I think they're all fine options. Yeah.
Yeah. My first read on this match is just going to be kind of defensive, not a ton of opportunities. When these teams played earlier this season, Arsenal had 0.61 expected goals. Brighton had 1.60. So you got that in there. But just the way that Brighton play, I keep looking at here. So away this season, they actually have an even goal differential, which is, one of the best numbers in the league. They only have three away losses from 14 matches, 16 goals scored, 16 goals allowed in 14 matches. So they play pretty well away from home. And I don't know, just you throw in Lekanga into the midfield, like you change up Thomas Partey, you change that up. It's got to have some kind of effect on him. And then you get the left back situation. I just don't know that it's going to be a situation where like Arsenal are going to, you know, be racking up opportunities because Brighton already limit teams as it is. So
I'm with you.
I'm definitely not looking at him in cash games. Like, go ahead, GPPs, but just for cash games.
I'm with you, man. I'm worried about Arsenal in the spot. I don't think it's a game where they create tons of chances. No, I don't.
Yeah, so that's why the pricing is just weird, and then they're the biggest favorite. So it's like how popular – they might actually be popular in cash games just because they are the biggest favorite. So
they I would not roster Arsenal in cash. Nope. I don't think that's a good move. Tournaments, I think it's fine. Yeah, even if they don't create a ton of chances, the thing is, these Arsenal players and this team specifically, they create good chances when they do. At least they have this season, and just good for tournaments, bad for cash games. Yeah.
All right. I guess we've almost talked 50 minutes here. Do you have anything else? Do you want to give a last play of the day? Your favorite Saturday play? I'm not sure anyone really stands out to me. I got to do some more thinking on that, but
I think your play is
Lamptey. You've been talking up Lamptey a lot.
I love Lamptey as a player. I don't necessarily love him in this spot. I would love him up against Nuno or Granit Xhaka, but that, you know, probably won't happen. If I had to pick one, it's these Watford guys, Sarr and Cucho. Go Sarr, go Cucho.
I feel like I have to pull up a GIF from Anchorman.
You know, I'm gonna load Sarr and Cucho, and you know, João Pedro is gonna show up with a brace. Of course, I'll have some, so he's fine too. But I like those Watford forwards.
I'm in that range too. That was what I first did. I think Sarr is automatic into the majority of your teams, GPPs or cash games. Lusa in there for cash games, almost. I wouldn't say automatic, but he's pretty close there. It kind of sold me on the conversation we had with him. So, and then you just go from there. JWP, maybe a Chelsea guy in there. Depends if Reece James starts. And you got a pretty decent cash lineup. You just got to decide your second forward.
Three Watford guys in cash. You know, what could go wrong?
I don't know. That's a good question.
No, I like it, though. I agree. I would do the same.
All right, that's all we got for today. We're talking Saturday's Premier League slate at DraftKings. Ryan Belongi is at Ryan Belongi on Twitter. Simple. I am at RotoZadroik. Ryan, thanks for joining me. Good luck to everyone. Again, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial, no credit card required. We got the big matchup this week in Manchester City, Liverpool. We will both, of course, you know, be entering many showdown contests. I think there's a chance I'm going to come on for a special short little showdown preview on Twitter Saturday or Sunday. So keep your eyes peeled. Depends how not busy I am and all that. So I did that. I forgot when I actually did that. Was that Monday? It was Wednesday. I talked about the Everton-Burnley match. I had a Nick Pope captain lineup that outscored a lineup that had Anthony Gordon captain. That lineup actually did well because I had, it was, but
Cornet and the defender that scored.
Well, it was Cornet, Richarlison and Gordon. Right. And then I had, Charlie Taylor had an assist. So I had those guys with Nick Pope captain, and I was like crazy. Right on the edge of.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I've seen that construction. You know, it's crazy when that construction wins, but I've seen it happen. Like, you know, the losing keeper or a keeper that gives up goals and he's still the winning captain. It's crazy, but it's possible.
Yeah, big match Sunday. This has been Talking Saturday's Matches. Ryan, thanks again. And we will see everyone next week. We got Champions League again. That's not slowing down.
Thanks, Adam. Good luck, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.